All right. What you're learning is a method of thinking
that at first is very difficult. But I assure you, if you
just think about it not as a form, but as a way of thinking. For example, defining problems accurately. Just whenever you're confronted with a situation, ask yourself, ano ba yung issue? What's the issue here? Ano ba yung ugat nito? Okay? What's the issue? And then, ano ba yung structural, process, or people? Okay, so, yun lang. You don't have to go through your manual. Okay. Tapos, number two, making sound decisions. Okay? What are we trying to do? What decision are we trying to make? What are our choices? Tapos, musts and wants. Ano yung minimum na ma-accomplish yung decision? Just pilitin mo lang sarili mo. You only think it's hard at the start. I've been doing this for 40 years. To me, it's second nature. It's almost a disadvantage because I'm too structured in my thinking. Okay? I'm too linear. So I need to be more creative. So I'm trying to develop the right side of my brain. My left side is very well developed. Okay? I'm very linear in my thinking. But I was telling Tristan, it's fun because it saves you time, it saves you aggravation, and it's fun. Okay? Potential problem analysis, like I said, at home, we've developed it into a game. Okay? Isang tingin lang ng asawa ko sa akin, alam ko ang tatanong niya, sarado na ba yung gate? Kasi my wife is the praning queen of the world, all right? Parang there is this horde of thieves always ready to pounce on our house if the gate is just opened like that. So, I mean, eh, ganda siya eh. And women, they like security. So hindi po niya tinatanong. That's the game we play. Sarado na! So, tapos magtatawa nang kami. Kasi alam ko itatanong niya. And then, or sometimes she's gonna do a head fake on me. Sabi, no, I was gonna ask you about the heater, not the gate. And so, sabi ko sa kanya, oh, sarado na rin yung heater. It's a method of thinking. Think of it as a method of thinking. And I assure you, when you get into the hang of it, it will be instinctive. Okay? When a decision is made, ako automatic, and what are the potential problems? And my mind is racing. And it's because your mind can work about 10 times faster than your hands or your mouth. So it is just I'm trying to help you not to be discouraged, because if you don't apply it, 7 days from today, you'll forget it. I mark my word, 7 days from today, you will remember 2.8% of what we talked about, even if you took notes. If you took notes, you'll have 5% chance. But if you implement, you have 90% chance of remembering it. Okay? So, whatever problem, tonight, when you go home, try it. Maski anong issue. Oh. So, try it. On any problem you have, try it. So, you get into the habit. All right. On the home stretch, we're looking at managerial competency number 4. Okay? Number 1 is defining problems accurately. Number 2, making sound decisions. Number 3, potential problem analysis. Number 4 is managing projects. Okay? So, congratulations, you're the project leader. Thanks. Now, where do I start? Okay? 7 questions project leader should ask. The project leader should ask. What are the objectives of the project? Why are we doing what we're doing? What are we trying to accomplish? Number 2, what are the project's deliverables? Meaning, what is expected of me? Anong hinahanap sa akin ni senior pastor? Or anong hinahanap sa akin ni bossing? Whoever he or she is. Number 3, when is the target completion date for each? Okay? Kailan inaasahan matapos yan? Each of the deliverables. Number 4, what are the critical activities and steps? Okay? Meaning, what activities na if not done will prevent the whole project from being completed. What's the budget? Okay? Kanina, nag-decide ka na, napunta ni Fabian. Hindi mo na alam ano yung budget. Hindi mo alam kung available. Hindi alam, nasa bus na yung admin. Papunta na kayo ron. Ngayon pala, may kasal. Sarado. Hindi kayo pwede. Besides, paano matutuloy? Hindi mo tinanong boss mo, ano yung budget? Ngayon pala, over ka. Okay, so what's the budget? Number six, whose involvement is needed to achieve the project's success? Who should be the sponsor? Sometimes, the sponsor is given. Okay. Ang sponsor ng project na yan, ito. So kung may question ka, doon pupunta. Number seven, who is the supervising executive overseeing the project if it is different from the project sponsor? So at least you know who to go to pag may issue. Okay? Next, project management is very simple. It is activity management. You don't manage results. You manage activities. Because the activities will produce the results. For example, a sales manager does not manage sales. He makes sure that the salesmen go to the stores. Because when they do that, somehow it will produce sales. A campus director is not the one personally responsible for a campus where a campus minister is assigned. He's not the one who will engage students in that campus. But the campus, campus missionary, who is assigned to that campus, is the one in charge of that, correct? So the campus director manages the activity. O bata, nagpunta ka ba dun sa school? Hindi. Eh bakit hindi? Ikaw ang campus missionary. So the activity is, the campus missionary actually goes to the school. When that happens, I know, you know, maski pa paano, may mangyayari doon. I'm managing the activity. I'm not the one producing disciples in that school. Okay? So, in that respect, I make sure, I will call up the campus missionary and say, let's say we agree, 4 days out of 5 days in a week, you better show up in that campus. Otherwise, I mean, if you're always in the office, anong klaseng campus missionary ka? Dapat office missionary ka, hindi ka campus missionary. Okay? Or if you're out of the office but you're not in the campus, you're a tourist, not a missionary. So, if I'm the campus director, I want to make sure that my campus missionaries actually show up in the campus. So, you follow? Yeah. Kasi pang hindi nangyari yun, kalimutan mo na, maski ilang ignite ang attendance yan, pag hindi siya nagpupunta sa campus, paano magkaka-disciple sa campus? Kasi hindi naman bula yung disciples, hindi naman nagmamaterial. So, you manage activity. So, project management is activity management. Break up the project into its deliverables. Break up each deliverable into its smallest basic component step. Develop a critical path timetable for each deliverable. I'll explain that later. Ito na pala. The critical path timetable identifies the key predecessor activities that lie along the whole project's critical path. A predecessor is an activity that has to happen before another activity will happen. And a predecessor activity is something that kung hindi mangyari yan, lahat ng kasunod yan hindi mangyayari. Because many activities are depending on that predecessor activity. For example, approval of theme. Okay? Once the theme is approved, ang daming explosion on. Okay, the collaterals will be done, the PowerPoint will be done, the video will be done, etc., etc. So the approval of the theme is a critical predecessor step. Are you with me? So a good project manager focuses on those predecessor steps na maraming nagdi-depend. All right? Focusing on these activities ensures the project will progress in the most orderly and efficient manner. What I want to teach you is the critical path timetable. Okay? It goes like this. You have a title, project component. Let's say, nasan ba yung case study natin? The first one is singles retreat. So, yun yung unang project mo. Your senior pastor asks you to spearhead the planning for your church's upcoming singles retreat. You agreed to hold the retreat during the month of October, a lean month for your congregation. The last singles retreat was 2 years ago. It had 65 participants and was held in Caliraya, Laguna. You are tasked to book a venue. Okay? So, ikaw ang in charge ng pagbubok ng venue. So, dun sa project component, booking a venue. So, activity code, start, okay, yun ang start. The first activities is coded A.
May lead time siya, then may predecessor siya, and then when is the due date and when is the actual. So, what I want to do is, I need the, yun. Right, this is the one without an answer. Okay, I want you to go to singles retreat na may lead time. Okay? Ay, ito pala. Kanya pala wala sila eh. Okay? So, singles retreat. The activities are there. Listen carefully. Okay? Ah, sige, hintay ko. Mahina kalaban. Everybody has one? I'm talking critical path timetable singles retreat. Everybody has one? And you should have, under lead time, you have weeks and days there?
Yes.
Okay, good. Listen carefully. The steps are jumbled up. Okay? They're jumbled up. So what I want you and your team to do, go back to your teams. Or if you're with your teams already, that's fine. You have evacuated permanently. I want you to... on a blank sheet of paper, meron kayong worksheet, di ba? Singles retreat?
Yeah.
Na blank? Okay. I want you to plot out the steps in their sequence, in their proper sequence. Okay, listen carefully. The one with weeks is jumbled up. That's part of the fun I'm having with you. Why are they jumbled up? Lalang, just to give you a hard time. No, I want you to learn how to do a critical path timetable. So we jumbled up the steps. On the blank sheet of singles retreat, I want you to write down the steps in the sequence that you believe they're supposed to be. All right? Now, when you sequence the step correctly, make sure kasama niya yung lead time. Okay? And then what I want you to do is the start date. Okay, nakita mo yung start dito sa blank sheet? Yung actual, lagay mo March 15. Tomorrow ka mag-i-start. The start is March 15. Is it March 15? Tama, no? Okay. The start is March 15. Are you with me? Now, your goal, your task, whether you accept it or not, your team has to come up with the correct sequence and then the actual date at the end. Okay? And then I'll tell you, kasi may predetermined answer. All right? Clear? 5 minutes. Ready? Go. But daw dalawa yung book the final venue. Isa lang yun, di ba? Just cancel the last book the final venue. Book the venue na lang. Okay? Oh, can I give you a hint? There's a giveaway here. Book the final venue is actually the last step. Duh. Okay. See how generous I am? Is the activity, ano? Yeah, when you change the activity, isama mo yung lead time niya. Okay. There's an input. Yung 1 week is 7 working days. 7 working days, okay? Not 1 week na 5 days. Are you with me? 1 week is 7 working days. So, this is an actual case. You need a calendar. It excludes weekends. It excludes holidays. So, there is a predetermined answer. Okay? There's a predetermined answer. All right? Time's up. Does anybody have the answer? Except Giselle. Wala pa? Oh, 1 more minute. Working days lang yun, ha? 1 week is working days, so... Oh, yeah, 5 days lang. Excludes weekends. Working days nga eh. Excluding Sundays, holidays, and... excluding Saturdays, Sundays, and holidays of obligation. Time. You need more? 1 more minute. Code word na lang para mabili.
Oh, second deadline. May answer na ba? Wala pa. One more minute.
All right, time's up.
Time's up. Time's up. Oh, ano? What's the answer?
May
16. First of all, what's the first step?
Determine the theme.
Determine the theme. The predecessor is start, no? That's the next step. Or meet key leaders to discuss dates and objectives. Huh? Yes. Yes. Where is Giselle? Oh, I see. Yung isang book, the final venue. Yeah, anyway, okay. Cancel balut. All right? All is forgiven. Next case na lang. June 6. Yeah, okay. So, determine the theme. 2 weeks. Meet key leaders yung wala dyan. Research on venue options. Get costing and availability. Finalize the schedule. Do an ocular. Present the possible venues. Book the final venue. Okay, anyway, my apologies. Let's do the next one. You are tasked to come up with collaterals for the retreat. Collaterals. Okay, do you have it? Okay. Oh, go. 5 minutes. Teka muna. Baguhin ko, ha? Baguhin ko. Mas maikli para may success experience kayo. You are tasked to invite guest speakers for the event. Yun. Mas maikli. You are tasked to invite guest speakers for the event. The start is March. Teka muna. Start. Oh, the start is August 9. Invite guest speakers for the event. The start is August 9. Absolutely 4 minutes, no tawad. 3 minutes, just write keywords, not the whole sentences para mabilis. Yeah, it'll be, basta 1 week is seven calendar days. Hey, Jack, yung 4 weeks, 7 calendar days yon. Each week is 7, yung four weeks is 28 calendar days, excluding weekends and, yeah. Okay, who's got the answer? When is confirmed final? Ito muna. Sequence muna. Sequence, ha? Number one, meet with leaders. Number two, check availability. Number three, write an invitation. Hindi, write an invitation. You will invite them to write, to speak, eh. And then do follow up per speaker. Then confirm final lineup. You with me? Huh? Yeah. Yeah, you wrote an invitation letter already. Yeah. Prior to that, you obviously you conferred with your pastor na. So, final step is confirm final lineup of speakers. Okay? And what's the date? What's your date? Which anong holiday? Ninoy Aquino is not a holiday. Yeah, it's not. It's not. But anyway, that's okay. That's okay. Because that's information that's easy to obtain. If you have September 27 or 26, you're okay. Okay. You assume Ninoy Aquino is a holiday. All right. All right. Kayo.
Oh. What's the lead time for?
Kayo. All right. Kayo. Ano kayo? Yung final, pero mali ata yung final step niyo, no? Yung confirm? Okay. Kayo confirm ang huli niyo?
No. Follow up
kanina. Pwede na. So, what date did you get?
26.
Okay. All right. Okay. Oh. Next, you are tasked to come up with the final program for the retreat. Final program. Meron ba kayo? What seminar are you guys attending? Ba't walang pa? Ba't walang mga papel itong mga to?
Wala eh.
Ha?
Wala ko eh.
Are you from Victory? Ano ba yan? Oh, so, kayo, meron kayo? Oh, sige. So, you are tasked to come up with the final program for the retreat. All right? Let's do it. Go.
The start date, tama, no? Yes. Is August 29. Start date is August 29. August 29. 2 minutes. 1 minute. Time. Who needs more time? Okay, 1 minute. Time. Who needs more time? Final minute. 30 seconds. Time. Who has an answer? Anybody? Okay, 1 more minute. Meron na. 15 seconds. Oh, game? All right. Oh. What? Sequence muna. Oh, number one, determine the list of speakers. And topics. Number two, list down all possible activities. Number three, plot the activities and sessions. Number four, make a tentative schedule. Number five, check if venue is appropriate. Check if venue is appropriate. Set a meeting to discuss proposed program. Do necessary revisions. Designate a point person per activity. Finalize the program. What's your date?
October 16.
17. Yeah. No, 1 day is okay. 16. All right. 16, 17. Kayo. October 16. Is it the same activity that you did? All right. Good. Kayo. Oh, question. Mike.
Okay. Ayan, kasi we were actually for the last several activities, inuuna namin yung schedule. Kasi knowing that this is a local church event and a lot of andaming schedules ng local church, inuuna lagi namin yung tentative schedule and it seems like every time hindi. Why? Bakit? Yeah, I mean hindi ba i-consider na marami kasing events yung local church, therefore dapat unahin yung schedule?
That's a question on operational processes in Victory, but the point of the exercise is that you know the sequence, and you can argue that sequence. I have no problem, but you should come up with roughly the same date, correct? Okay, so it's fine. Okay, now let me tell you. Yes, Sonny.
Just wondering, wouldn't it be a waste of
We did all of the above, and then the venue pala's not. So what we did is we made, determined the list of speakers, so we made the theme, then we listed on all the possible activities, and before plotting it, we checked first if the venue is appropriate. Because after the venue and said, oh, we can do this, then we plotted the activities.
You're learning very well, and I agree with you, okay? Now, but that's not the lesson I want you to learn here, okay? What's happening here that will not happen in the real world in this exercise?
The timeline.
Timelines are given. Yeah. You're supposed to get them.
Yeah.
What else?
The
steps are given.
Yeah.
In the real world, you have to figure out what the steps are. So this is not, and I'm pointing that out to you because if I had more time, I'm going to give you a blank sheet with no steps. Okay? But the problem is your functions are diverse and you don't share the same, wala naman hard and fast rule on lead times, etc. So that won't work either. But I just want to point out to you that in this exercise is weak in forcing you to think of the steps. Because in the real world, the steps do not exist. The lead times do not exist. And what if your boss gave you that as an assignment and you don't know what the steps are? What do you do? Very good. Ask somebody who's been through it. Okay? And if you don't know what the lead times are, what do you do? No. You don't know the lead time. What do you do? Same answer. Ask. Okay. Don't reinvent the wheel. Okay. When you have
assigned a project, and it is the first time you've been assigned a project, ask who handled this last year. And go to that person, and hopefully that person has not left the church or has not been excommunicated from the church, okay? So ask who handled this last year, and okay? So I want you to know it is a very easy exercise for you. So the dates to me are not material, okay? Because in the real world, the steps don't exist. You have to figure them out yourself, okay? And then you have to sequence them. But if you do this, it's called, it is a per CPM kind of timetable where the key thing is, what are the key predecessor activities? Ano yung sagabal dyan na pag hindi na-decide yon, ang daming steps hindi madi-decide. Now, the problem is, if you had the steps jumbled up, such that hindi pa na-decide yung theme, ang dami mo nang ginawa. So, tapon ang pera, tapon ang oras. You see what I mean? Okay. Yeah. Questions? Okay, that's all I have for you today. Thank you very much.